I don't know, that's what it says here.
Entrance to the spiritual degree will read selected excerpts about the topic of entering the first spiritual degree, continuing with excerpt number 12. Excerpt number 12 from Rabash, article 40, what is, for you are the least of all the peoples in the work. The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that divinity is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king. Again, the work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt that the king is great, while in fact he feels that divinity is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but rather tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king.
Shilot?
Questions? No, you're still in before. Yeah, read again.
The work is mainly in this place, meaning that here begins the matter of lishma, meaning that he wants to work so the Creator will enjoy his work. And it does not matter to him what taste he feels. In other words, the work he does is to him as though he felt the king is great, while in fact he feels that divinity is in the dust. That is, he does not feel any importance, but rather he tastes the taste of dust. And yet he overcomes and says, it is as important to me as though I felt that I was serving a great king. At that time, the will to receive certainly enjoys as well, since he does not need to believe in the greatness and importance of the king.
What we just discussed, yeah? The game. I have to continuously imagine to myself and play to myself. That's how we advance. Don't think it's imagination. This is what's called raising man. This is called prayer. By my longing to what I'm not yet are, but I really want to, that's how I eventually receive it and acquire the degrees. It's impossible to move into the other nature otherwise. You can't relate to it otherwise. Okay? No questions. Good.
Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, article 40, what is, for you are the least of all the peoples in the work. How can one muster the strength to overcome the body when he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust? What joy can he receive from his work? Even more perplexing, how can one need and want to work when he feels no taste in it? This would be understandable if he had no choice. We can understand when a person is forced to work. But how is it possible to want such a work which feels tasteless? And since he does not have the strength to overcome and feel joy in such a work, how can he serve the king in such a lowly state when he feels the taste of dust while serving the king? Hence, in this regard, he does not ask the Creator to give him the revelation of his greatness so he will feel a good taste in it. Rather, he asks the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome the body and work gladly, because now he can work only for the Creator. Since the will to receive does not enjoy work that tastes like dust.
So what exactly are we asking for? Talk about it. What exactly are we asking for in order to come closer to the goal? Power, joyfulness, support, salvation. What are we asking for?
The force to cling to the society, above all of my states, to be attached to the society, no matter what's there, no matter what my state is, I'm in the society and I'm going along with them.
Yeah, to work in joyfulness. We ask for the force of bestowal to rise above reason.
To distinguish between the donkey that is now feeling the taste of death, of dust, doesn't want to do anything, and God forbid, so it wants to pull the person who is sitting on top of it down, that the person will have joy because now he's integrated in the ten, even though and above the donkey that is feeling the taste of dust, to constantly ask for the ability to separate between the two.
I think we're asking for everything, whatever we can, that will push us to the goal, we're going for it. Power, confidence, the help, the assistance, whatever it is, whatever we can hold on to, especially powers to continue to play or to see the friends playing in every state and so on.
We're asking for fuel so that we can keep acting.
Rav, does our request need to be to make the path easier, to reach the goal, or only to overcome the disturbances and keep going? Put it like this. Let's say I'm in the desert. Before me, there's an opportunity to jump on a plane and fly to the goal. Or I have the opportunity to get more strength to continue crawling in the desert on four legs. So, what am I asking for? I don't know, something like that. Something based on that example. What am I asking for then?
I'm asking for the force to overcome. I want that it won't be important to me whatever I feel and want, rather, even if there is no taste in the work towards the friends, I want to overcome and do it nevertheless, because I've heard that's the only thing we can ask for. And it seems to me that this is our state also.
I'd ask for the plane to reach the goal.
The ego is asking for the plane, and this is a stumbling block that is put right before your eyes, and you have a quick and easy solution and good one. But we specifically have to ask for forces to keep going, because the desert, as it seems to us, is the best way that the Creator is paving for us straight to the goal. And we just need the forces to follow this path, not to give up, not to think that we know better than the Creator what is the right way.
I would ask to sit together with all the friends on the plane and fly to the goal.
Yeah, I remember when I was in the Navy, they did that for us. Sometimes it was very difficult. They said, you know, there's a GP, we can just go sit there. and give up, you know. I think that pride is pulling us, that I want to stay in the desert and always know that the plane can come, but I'm staying in the desert. That should be our approach, to stay with that pride. But again, it's not going to help, because we need to see the benefit of the group, the benefit of the 10, and not what is comfortable for me now or not convenient for me. That should be the thing. I'm asking for the benefit of the 10 and the Creator, and it will be more important than what I feel right now is good or bad for me.
I think the decision should depend on the goal. What will push us to the goal? Well, how can we continue with the greatness of the goal and the friends? If it's a plane, it's the plan. If it's staying in the desert, staying in the desert.
And the request should be not to know the path, rather to ask for fuel.
Because the whole point is that there's no point in the desert. There's no point in the work. It's the divinity in the dust. You have to continue working. It's against nature. It's against everything. You just have to have the power to realize this work. And then you need the power to ask for it. The question is, what does it mean when you get it?
Okay, you persuaded me, so... Okay, I was thinking about an idea. Maybe we'll stay in the desert, but the airplane will go, bring the friends to the desert, and we'll just walk together.
So you're talking about the Arava Convention.
The desert is not a desert where I'm by myself in the desert. And even if I'm by myself in the desert, this is how I feel. But the friends, well, the desert is a place where I am, together with the friends inside of the group. Otherwise, we're not even talking about it. This is not what we're talking about. If we're talking about it, it's a sign that it's inside the group, inside the friends, on the path, with the books, with Rav. We're advancing to the goal, and we have these feelings. Continuing to read from excerpt number 14 from Bala Sulam Shamari 8, what is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, sanctity, however it is called, under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. It means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys his work, so why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Again, the shade of Klipa is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, however, it is called under its shadow I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one would have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve Him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys His work. So why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy.
Questions? Yes.
Rav, my question is, what are we desiring for in the desert? To fly above or to crawl in the desert?
No.
What do you think is better? What would you choose?
My will to receive will always choose to fly.
Sure, yeah, and you choose according to the will to receive, or what? What's the criterion with which you...
I want to receive will to bestow. I want to bestow to the Creator.
Okay, so decide accordingly.
So I crawl in the desert?
No, לפי זה תחליט.
No, decide accordingly. I don't know. It's in front of you. Perhaps each time you'll decide otherwise. But it's not according to this or that. It's not the states that we feel on the path or shortening the path or anything. It's about bestowing contentment to the Creator in each and every moment. That's the answer. Very good. So that we already had. What's now? What did we just read? What do you want, Vlad?
It's like at the end of the article, he asks, or he says, tells the Creator, please let us understand that everything you do is for our benefit, this request. Yeah. What does it mean? What do I have to ask of the Creator?
The goal of creation, to benefit the created beings, will be revealed. When will it be revealed? Through equivalence of form. When I'll have vessels where I can feel it.
So I'm asking of him, seemingly, let me understand that all of these sensations, your concealment and everything is for our benefit. You're doing it for us, for our sake. If I will know that it's for my benefit, then seemingly...
No. To understand, that doesn't work, but rather to discover according to equivalence of form. The mind can't come before the emotion.
So what do I ask him for? What is my request so that he will answer it, show me your greatness, give me the power to overcome, give me the force of bestowal? What exactly should we ask for?
That you have to clarify. You have to... clarify that. In truth, what you need to ask for is to have strength to connect with the friends. Because by that, in connecting with the friends, everything appears. That's where the Creator is, then the final correction, it's all there. Only connection is missing. Greatness of connection, the power of connection, the uniqueness of it. This is the end. This is the goal.
So to ask for the strength to connect.
Power to connect, yeah. This is, in fact, exactly opposite to our nature.
Человек выбирает... чтобы он доставил наслаждение Творцу.
A person chooses to... When the Creator is under concealment, one doesn't know how to choose. You know, he can choose the right or the left or...
The group, the ten, what do you mean?
Ну, если нет какой-то... Ты не знаешь, вот это приведет к большему объединению или не приведет.
If you don't know... What will bring greater unity, this or that?
Meaning, by what will I make bring more do bestow more this way or that way?
Yes, I need to perform some action. I don't know which one of them will bring more contentment.
So towards the group, it's also unknown. Towards the friends,
sometimes it's not clear. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Okay, so if you don't know how to clarify it, then do whatever you think.
If you think you also don't know, you know how to choose,
then roll a dice. I'm saying seriously, if you really don't know anything, fate. But that's with everyone's agreement that we're going for it, and whatever happens, happens. And that will be the answer. Don't play with it too much, with every state and every incident. But sometimes when you face a vital decision, and you don't know what to do, and everyone in the group doesn't know what to do, even when everyone annuls before everyone, we still don't know what to do, then, okay, you know. Flip a coin, yeah, or a dice, how do you call that in Hebrew?
Ken.
Rav, you said that we should ask for the power to commit. Should we not demand for the power to connect? What's the difference between the two?
I'm not sure what's... it's according to a person's feeling. What do you mean to ask or to demand? It's either I ask because I don't deserve, and to demand is as if I deserve it. It's about man's inner feeling. I don't think we can measure it even that much. Where do you ask and where do you demand? These are very subtle things. The 10 can, but still, it's a request. It's not a demand. At some point, we'll come to a demand. We'll see it's a different thing. Demand is... A demand can happen from a degree where you don't ask for just plain correction, but you ask it to bestow to others and through the others to bestow to the Creator, and you're clear about the track, whether you're raising one deficiency towards another deficiency, and then you have a specific demand.
Do we only do this through the 10?
Otherwise, you don't have any you're not turning to anything with a request. The 10, okay, it has to be the group. It could be 5 people. We just call it a 10. But if you don't turn for them, then you're not addressing the Creator. If it's not for them, we aren't turning to the Creator. Let's just be clear about it. Because the Creator resides in them. And if you don't turn through them, then you're not turning to them. Then you're missing it. You're just shooting in the air. There's no choice. That's how it is. The group is called Shechinta, divinity, Malchut. And then there is a yearning towards it, what's called the hardening, and shooting as an arrow into the Malchut, into the group, to reach a zivug, a coupling with it, and ask the Creator to direct and to give you the urge for it and everything. Ask for everything, but towards the group, even artificially, but... Describe the group, see the group as a place where you, like a rocket, you have to go in there, and that's it. Lose your mind there and integrate with them. Don't look at any other form. Any other form is called idolatry. All right. Gershon, okay, we'll give you.
Rabash, in the expert we read before, raises a question: how can a person overcome when he feels the divinity is in the dust? Where does he find the strength to overcome? And he didn't really give an answer there in that excerpt. So I wanted to ask you, or maybe at least I didn't hear it.
If he prepared himself correctly when he could prepare the environment, then probably it awakens and he can ask from that state with everyone together or through them. If he didn't, then he's now taught that he should. So possibly he'll be washed like in a washing machine in different states until he remembers well that he has no one else to rely on. No one else. Yeah.
This can be any moment, this state.
So every moment, make sure that you have support. Every moment. As much as you can, in every moment, support them, invest in them. It doesn't matter that they're criminals and they don't remember and they have a stony heart. It doesn't matter. If you invest, it comes back to you. Even a group of criminals, not criminals, but you know, like, invest. That's the group, the Creator gave it to you. Invest in them all the time. It will come back.
That is true. I agree with this 100%. But the question is about where do I take the force to overcome in order to invest?
But you're in good states in the meantime. You prepare yourself for a time of trouble. It's because you advance, and then your will to receive will be renewed in a greater way, and then all of the savings that you invested in them will be at your disposal, will come back to you. And not just your deficiency that you put into them, but because you invested in them, it will come back with their power. And accordingly, you'll be given a greater burdening of the heart, and you'll start advancing to the goal of creation, not in baby steps, but in big leaps and strides. That's a different form of progress. There are these, how do you call them? The grasshoppers that jump, you know, they don't know how to walk. So that's how it is. That's how you'll advance. Because you'll be skipping in tense field, again and again. All right. Yes.
Rav, I have the luxury of being new here. This is my first time. And I have a game that you don't know about that I play with each one of you. And that game is, I smile at you, each one of you. And either that smile is reflected back, you smile back, or, if not, I know I am perceived as the village idiot. So it's a scrutiny. It's a game. And I would say probably 90% of the time, you smile back. To me, if I were Boré, which I am not, I would feel comfortable here. Mm-hmm. I think there's a scripture somewhere that says, by their love for each other, you will know them. Thank you. Torah.
Okay, six. What are we doing? We have a few more questions, please. Let's continue. That's what it's written. Next.
Excerpt 15. From Baal HaSulam, Shamati articles, article 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? When one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where one sees a shape of black, one is not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that one does not ask of the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never have the ability to know if one's work is in purity or not. And this causes one to never be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, one is given a form of blackness from above. And then one sees if one's work is in purity. In other words, if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that one's work is in purity. Because one must be glad and believe that from above he was given a chance to be able to work in order to bestow.
There are states when we want to get help from above, whatever it may be, just to come out of the state. And there are states where we say, may they give me now whatever, I'll be able to overcome it. Why is it that during an ascent we think that we can overcome anything, we can do anything, the Creator will help in everything, and during a descent we're in an opposite state, helpless, nothing will help, I'm buried here, nothing will help me. Completely opposite states, both in my feeling, also my decisions. Is that clear to everyone? Gershon, all the way, yeah? During ascent, you are a mighty hero, you like a little child, right? And during descent, worse than a blade of grass, nothing. Yeah, it's clear. How can we combine these two states together? Aviut and zakut, coarseness and purity, pureness. The advantage of darkness and the advantage of light. How can we combine them and work with them logically? How shall I put it? With a common sense. Rationally, yes, let's say. Sensibly, yeah? Let's go. Is the question clear to everyone? I can't hear you. Or not so clear. Not clear? Why do I have to feel that it's not clear? We have states that we call states of ascent, and we have states we call states of descent. There are many interpretations for it. I'm speaking of a simple interpretation. During an ascent, I feel that I'm in the society, in the right society, in the right understanding, the right scrutiny. Everything is full of air, right? And the Creator, I understand how He's taking care of us, how He's leading us, He's filling me. Everything is clear, everything is ready. There's no higher state. And whatever I get, I understand that I can now overcome and I can get through it because I understand it's all coming from the Creator, it's for the goal. Now, the opposite state, which is completely opposite. We understand heaviness, I can't open my eyes, hard for me even to move physically, let alone internally, there's nothing to even talk about here. I'm helpless, no, hopeless, everything is garbage, nothing is worth it, I have no strength for anything, the others are not much better than me. In short, and more and more and more, yeah? This is the state of descent, meaning during an ascent they show you the force of the light, during a descent they show you the force of the vessel. How to combine these two together? This is the question. In order to properly advance, you work with machinery, right? You know, you have to constantly be in advancement, that to combine these two forces. One time this is stronger, the other time this is stronger. In this way you advance forward. But how to work with these two forces rationally so they will support one another, and also that you yourself, you will pass yourself from sense to the sense like these wheels. How do we do it? This is called to accelerate the time, to shorten the time, to sanctify the time. Israel, those who want to reach the goal, they're called sanctify. They're said that they're sanctifying the times. How? We add from darkness to light and from light to darkness. How do we combine these two together and give them motion? Yeah. Up and down, up and down, or like in a wheel, yeah?
I just know one trick, it's the group. In the group, someone's up, the other's down, and we all push. By all our forces, all we have, the good, the bad, no matter what, we just push it into the group. And that's how we advance in the right way.
There's two mistakes a person can make. One is to ascribe it to himself, as if I want it or didn't want it. And number two is that he's looking for a reason for it. Just like in our world, we're looking for cause and consequence. What did I do that this happened? The first article of Shamati is saying, no, don't ascribe it to yourself. Rather, look at the group, look at what is that state doing? Sorrow, happiness, what does it cause? And number two, don't look for the reason, you won't understand it. That's how they want it from above. These two, ascribe it to no one else besides him, and that's it, you're done. The state is done. You continue.
It's hard for me to combine it in one person in me, but I can see it as we say, in the group, in the whole society, that sometimes I'm below, sometimes I'm above. Maybe I don't even know how to measure these states. Maybe it's the opposite, above and down, and below. But it doesn't matter. I have to cling to society, a supply force or a need force, but I'm attached to the system.
It's as if we're taking the society and we build this force from it, an artificial one. So we'll always have the state of ascent, the greatness of the Creator. And specifically when we have a routine, even though physically the body doesn't move, but the friends ensure that he will make it to the temple. By that you protect yourself, and we ensure that we'll have this force of light all the time.
These two states are inside a person in a way, in a permanent manner, you can say. The idea is how not to cancel each other. On the one hand, you take the vessels, on the other, the lights of these two states, and you connect them together to one whole kli.
Another thing is everything starts from these from the hardware. This is 2:45 a.m. I have to sit in the lesson regardless of my state. However I feel, I feel like it or not, doesn't matter. And the other activities that the group is doing, we're always together. There's an opportunity, even if you're having the most disgusting feeling, there's an opportunity to rise above it.
Yeah, and there's a wonderful example of Rabash gives friends hugging in a circle. One goes up, the other goes down. So no one says, oh, I'm going down, or as happy about him going up. But they're all happy because they're dancing. Then you can combine and specifically use the kli and the light to add it to society. They're not for me here. They're for society, and that's it. Done deal.
I love this example that Rav is giving of a mother who is taking care of her kids. But even if she's dead sick, she gives all her powers. And I see this example with my eyes. It's beautiful. You constantly have to invest. They have to be important to you in your eyes. And then you constantly invest in the friends, whether you're in ascent or descent. You're not counting your states. You're adhere to them, and you give them everything you can.
And we're not a mother. We didn't get it from nature.
Rav, why this combination of ascents and descents cannot take place in one man, but only in a ten? When they connect together, yearn to be connected together, then they begin to feel this combination between ascents and descents. And in one person, it's impossible. Please.
Why? I don't know why this is so. But we can see that our force, what Rav talked about.
I'll give you a solution. The law of conserving energy. Energy conservation. The group is like a battery, right? Clear? Talk about it.
I think that we can measure the sense in the sense in the beginning with regarding our mood and awakening of the will to receive. But as time goes by, when you work in the ten, you measure it towards a connection. How much I can invest in the friends without asking for any attitude for them. Just them. There, that's where I discover the ups and the downs, the left and the right, regarding the society, not regarding myself.
One person can be either up or down, happy or sad. Doesn't matter. I can hold one state. This is nature, this is how we build, this is how we arrange. If we connect everything together, then in total, we get this big bank where everyone who has something good puts it in, deposits it, and then everyone have equal access to it.
Yeah, there's no calculation regarding one person. It's always regarding the ten. There's no meaning for one individual at all. And that's good. That's life.
When I was a kid and they stole my bike, my dad said, told me about the law of energy conservation. Nothing gets lost in the universe. It changes the state of, its state or its owners. So the owner is between us, meaning this bank between us is not positive psychology or communism. We want to discover the upper force, which is unlimited in bestowal. It is between us.
Rav, in the good states, you can be sure I know how to integrate in society and to give it all the charge. And to give it all its my charge to it. But how do I pass it on when I'm in a bad state? Please. You have to be connected both in the plus and the minus, otherwise it won't work. You have to have this circle. Closed circle. Closed circuit.
אני בטח לא זורק על החברים את המצבים השליליים שלי, אבל
I certainly don't throw at the friends my negative states, but I try to lower my head, and then from this integration between us, the law of energy conservation is at work.
And I'm looking for help, I think. It's just in the most simple way. We're all in the same war, the same enemy. We all want to bestow onto each other, and I can't. I don't have the strength. So I'm asking for help from the friends, just as Owen said, at least for the hardware, to make sure I'm there, so that I'll be charged with forces. I can return back to them.
If I truly work in the society, I see a reflection of my state, that the Creator has burdened my heart, awakened my coarseness, and suddenly I discover a negative attitude towards a friend. And that brings us back to the beginning of the lesson, what we talked about, the game, as Rav said, that is missing in the society. This is our place to show the friends that specifically the Creator, I agree with it, I understand with it, the Creator awakened the will to receive in me, and I'm willing to not take it, but act that I'm in awakening and enjoy and continue the connection.
And also to bring deficiency to the society is bringing them a force to advance, a push forward. So when I'm in this down state, I don't have strength, I'm totally out, I give a deficiency to the society. If I don't bring them down, rather I bring the deficiency as it is, as a deficiency. When I'm acting and when it's clear to everyone that I'm in this upset state, but I still act out, and together we work.
How to act? To act, there's no problem to act if you ask for the strength from the upper one, there's no problem. The whole point is to act during states where you don't feel that you have the strength.
Yeah, I think that on this path we're being cleaned, we're being cleansed from everything except for adhesion with the friends and the Creator. One of the biggest problems is man's pride. So certainly it's better to help society than to be supported on society. And here, so where is this pride? Only when a person is in a problem and he understands he has a problem, he's willing to let go, to release, and to agree to the fact that he is 100% dependent on the friend. So this is a great state. It's a wonderful state to be in.
Rav, so in those bad states, I need to try and accept from, receive from the society this charge again. Not that I bestow to them the bad that's in me. Yeah, you hear that, Gershon? Rather, I try to absorb from them all their good things. How do I do it? In the negative states, I don't hear, I don't see anyone, I disregard everyone, I'm distant, I'm emotionless, I have nothing. How can I do it? How can I then work in this negative state, minus?
We should have here preparation. If a person hasn't prepared himself, worked before, and felt that he's almost on the verge of the second nature, why will this happen? It's according to the law it works. You have to prepare yourself, and when the wave comes, you have to bow your head down, like Rabbi Akiva, and put yourself in the hands of the friends, though.
I think there's a lot to do with the group, beyond the individual. Meaning, if my son doesn't feel good, has no mood, I won't ask him to come play with me in the living room. Rather, I want him to tell me that something is wrong, so it'll be a way to help him. And also to have this atmosphere that I would feel comfortable with what's happening on the path. I'll feel okay to be supported by the friends. And then there will not be any need to hit my sister to receive attention. Rather, we'll just feel one another. It's an atmosphere we can generate. I think even in the framework of this world, it's possible.
Rav, it's possible that if I bestow upon society when I'm capable of it, and of course I got it from the Creator, this force I have, and I pass it on to them in any way I can, it gives me inertia to also work during the times of darkness, during the descent. Can this be? How do the day and night switch? Please, talk about it.
To some extent, a person remembers his past state and he can awaken it somehow. It's not that, you know, we disconnect completely and I feel bad and lack of importance. But if I've invested in the environment beforehand, then this Hoshimo is still present. I can come to the friends, I can ask for help, I can ask for support. And then they support, they help. If it works.
It's what Dudi said previously about this point of the habit, knowing that this is the way it has to be. This point of inertia is very important. When I'm down, I have to accumulate a lot of strength to go through this downslope, the place where I'm dead, completely dead, and I can't move. I have to have this inertia. And here, you have to work together in a mutual manner in the society, and no matter what, you have to keep on going.
Rav, let's give a few examples from nature, how night and day alternate various states where there's energy, force that come from above, and then you continue it another half a day without the force from above. How can we learn from that about our behavior in society? Bestow during bestowal, and also bestow in reception during the descent. Because we must take from society. By that we give society strength to receive from the Creator. Please.
Yeah, it's very simple. Nature, we're also nature, right? Human beings are nature, part of nature. So for me, a person who comes to the lesson, for me, a person, I see a friend whom I see at 8 p.m. sitting here disseminating, that's it. That's my example. I don't need anything else. From this, I develop my enthusiasm. It all depends on me.
I like the example of photosynthesis because plant always absorbs oxygen and carbon dioxide and outputs oxygen, and there's an overflow of oxygen during the day, but at night it doesn't produce it. And there are such plants that are inside a closed bottle and they grow. Why? Because they have a closed circuit of generating oxygen in the daytime and consuming oxygen during nighttime.
Well, I don't have any examples right now from the still vegetative element, but I'm sure there are many. And if we're talking about the human society, a person has to invest to have some insurance for times that he doesn't have strength, when he's crippled or old or weak, so that society will give him all the strength.
I remember when I was a kid, every time my parents would fight, I had this inner calm that, okay, time will pass and they'll make up. So just for the time to... There are states that don't depend on us. They simply happen. We just have to generate various actions of bestowal during the day and during the night, technically, so they'll hold you. They'll keep you even on the level of pushing a button.
I also thought about an example. When the whole world is sleeping, so we are up and we're studying the wisdom of connection. That's the exact example. Maybe it's not from nature, it's above nature, but it's also possible.
Questions?
Rav, to see a descent as an ascent. Where here do we have faith above reason? Why aren't we talking about faith above reason now?
We're speaking of actions within the society. Actions, right?
Is there a difference?
There is a difference. Faith above reason has to give you strength to work during the state when your reason doesn't allow it. It's adhesion in the society. Where do you take the force of faith? You receive it from the society.
Yeah, sure. But here, it's like all I need to do is an action in a society, and there's no faith above reason. Because I heard that faith above reason is really everything. If I work on faith above reason, it's an action in society.
Faith above reason is a force. It's a force to act against your will to receive. Where do you get that force? Through the society? From the Creator. So why are you making this something mystic?
It's as if you have two actions here. A physical action and also faith above reason.
Yes. According to nature, you can't perform an action that has no rationale according to your own reason. And then you receive from the group the strength to act in a state which goes against your logic.
It's clear that I always get from the friends. However, I thought that if I work in an action in faith above reason, that's enough. Why isn't it enough here?
What do you mean, is that enough here? I don't understand. we're speaking rationally about everything. Forget about above reason or not above reason. If I'm in a state where I'm able to invest in the society, yeah, then I invest. Okay? That's clear. According to my investment in the society, can you find something for us or not? Or are you doing us a favor that you're sitting here? Accordingly, as much as I invest in the society, I can then receive from it or recoup all my strength from back from it. Multiples, and that's how I advance. The force that I receive is called faith above reason. Why? When do I receive this force from it? In what state?
In a state where I'm in the descent.
Descent, good. So, during a descent, I'm in my beastly reason, I'm buried. What do I receive from the society?
I receive what I invested.
What you invested? And? In what way?
In a way that...
It's a force for work.
Yes.
Impression.
Yes.
This is called faith, the force of bestowal above your current reason. Is it the force of the Creator or your force? You could say it's my force, but in truth, no. It's the force of the Creator that is clothed in your force. There's clothing here. There's a lot of chasadim that you invest in the society, and it receives the lot of chokhmah in it, and it gives it to you when you're in a descent. Then you have a combination of the coarseness, aviyut, you're in a descent, then the light of chasadim that you bestowed to the society during the ascent, and the light of chokhmah that clothes in it. The light of chokhmah is really what circulates inside the society. It's good that you asked, but I didn't think that to expand on that. Okay, I guess it's good. So we're going to stage 2, 3. Questions from the world clay. Where are they? Who are they?
Litvinov and Boaz.
Leman achai v'reai. Leman achai v'reai. Leman achai achai v'reai. Adabra na shalom. Shalom ba leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avashato la leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avashato la ayayayay leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avashato la leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avashato.